Voters in the Democratic primary delivered a strong electoral mandate on Tuesday. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Sue Minter will try to use it to become Vermont's first female governor in 25 years.
Sue Minter had the look of triumph on Tuesday night as she strode to the podium to deliver her victory speech, and for good reason. Supporters at her election night watch party in downtown Burlington were hoping for a win, but even the most optimistic among them couldn't have predicted her 14-point landslide over second-place finisher Matt Dunn.
I am incredibly proud to be standing up and fighting for our shared vision of what Vermont can be.
With more than 50% of the vote in a three-way primary, Democratic voters handed the party's reins to the former transportation secretary. On Tuesday night, she told them she'll use them to steer her campaign to victory in November.
Vermont has never stopped being great, and we do not need to slow down. We need to charge forward to the future. On to November!
Matt Dunn had stitched together an impressive patchwork of labor constituencies, including the State Workers Union, AFL-CIO, and the Professional Firefighters of Vermont. But his late-race revelations about his stance on wind power, he wanted towns to have veto power over ridgeline wind projects, drew the ire of the renewable energy community. At his own event in Burlington, Dunn told supporters that the end of his campaign won't be the end of his advocacy.
And this work isn't over. And it may not be in a political arena, but we're going to keep working hard.
Minter now faces a general election contest against Republican Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, who easily bested his primary rival, former Wall Street executive Bruce Lissman. Minter's tenure as chief of Irene Recovery Operations has served as the centerpiece of her gubernatorial campaign, and in an interview after her victory speech on Tuesday, she said what sets her apart from Scott is her leadership experience as Secretary of Transportation.
Manage 1,300 people, balance the $600 million budget, and I don't think anyone else has close to that kind of experience that Vermonters can count on.
On many issues, there wasn't a lot of daylight between Minter and her rivals in the Democratic primary. But her support for tuition-free community and technical college for Vermont residents and her push for a $12.50 minimum wage by 2018 will make for a much starker policy contrast against Phil Scott. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.